my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for spending a little quality time with me. You smashed the like button. You did all the things that you had to do to help this channel get recognized. Because there's some weird things happening in the world, as always. This time, it brings us to the Vatican. That's right, that gold-laden palace known as the Holy See has made news again today with the revealing of their new mascot. That's right, everybody needs a mascot. And their mascot is this cute little character right there named Luce. That Luce for light, of course. Sounds a little bit like Lucifer. I mean, I'm just saying, the light bringer. There's a little bit more to this image that you see right there that is a little, we'll say a little, I don't know, sus. Is that the word I'm looking for? Sus. But before we get into it, why don't we take a look at Luce. There you see the Vatican goes full anime with new Catholic mascot. There's Luce right there. Take a look at her. And looks like we have a 4-second video. I'll play it just for the heck of it. Waving, saying hi, and that yellow rain jacket. Let's blow this up so you can take a look at Luce's shoes. Take a look at Luce's shoes. Don't you think they look a little bloodstained? Is that just me? The Luce's shoes look a little bloodstained to me. I know it's a little dark. You're probably like, Jacob, it's just a cute little, you know, little mascot to kind of reach the anime, audience. It's going to be revealed in Osaka, Japan. Anime is all the rage. Remember, we talked about McDonald's and WickDonald's, and anime is—it's a thing. So Luce is going to be used to, I guess, reach that audience. But what's strange is why is Luce carrying a two-pronged fork? Looks a little bit like a trident, but it's not a trident. Only has two prongs. So you know what I do? I go, there's got to be something besides, you know, the shepherd's staff that they'll probably say that it is. There's got to be more. So I look up at what is a two-prong fork. And I find, yeah, that's right. The god of the underworld, Hades, otherwise known as Pluto. He has that, which is interesting. Because Luce sounds like Lucifer. In the Bible, you probably think when you hear the word Lucifer, you probably think it's the devil. I get that, but that's actually not true. It's not true at all. Lucifer is very clearly spoken about in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14. He's called the King of Babylon. Okay, so the King of Babylon in Isaiah's day, that's what Lucifer was. But a lot of this is where it gets interesting. I have a whole video on how Lucifer is not the devil. Lucifer was in the garden and fell. Man was in the garden and fell. The King of Babylon, the King of Confusion, the false light. That's the strange thing about this whole thing with the Catholic Church is the fact that they're naming it Luce. I mean, as it is, they already have a telescope named Lucifer. I don't know if you knew that. They do. Back when I was talking about Planet Nine and, our twin system that may be coming in and creating all sorts of weird stuff that we're experiencing today. I talked about the Lucifer telescope, but, you know, they got this cute little thing. Maybe it's not a big deal. You know, maybe it's not a big deal. But then I think to myself, you know, Lucifer is also compared to Nebuchadnezzar, which gets me thinking. Nebuchadnezzar is someone that I've talked about many times on the channel. In fact, if you've been here for a while, you know that, you know, before President Trump lost the election, I had this weird dream and I told everybody that, you know, it's just be prepared. On election day, I said, this is the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario is exactly what I said it would be. And then I did videos about how don't stress out because it's the story of Nebuchadnezzar playing out. Nebuchadnezzar was this king. He was so great. He thought he was all that there was. He's like, I'm the man. I did this. I'm the best. I did that. I'm the chosen one. So you see the connection between him and Donald Trump. But then his whole kingdom and everything is, in an instant, is ripped from him. Is ripped from him. But there was like a root in the ground. There was like a root. So I talked about this in these videos from right from like the inauguration of Joe Biden. So this is an interesting thing because this is the day that we're in, because this is like kind of like Nebuchadnezzar after losing everything, he ends up humbled. He ends up returning to God. He ends up saying, you know what? I'm not going to listen to donors anymore. Kind of like Donald Trump. He ends up coming in to do God's will. Just an interesting thing, because I think that's like the king of Babylon. That's like Nebuchadnezzar. In order that all who live may know that the Most High is sovereign over the kingdom of mortals. He gives it to whom he will, and he sets over in the lowliest of human beings. He gives the kingdom to whoever he wants. No matter how great you think things are, no matter how strong the tree is, when it's told to be cut down to the ground, there's a reason. But the root is still there. The story of Nebuchadnezzar, whether it's the story of Donald Trump or not, it is one that we need to heed. Because in the story, he does become like a beast. And I don't want you to become like a beast, you know? Like, I don't want it, you know, and Daniel didn't want it either. It wasn't like he was a big fan of the guy. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't exactly a righteous, holy man. Didn't really say whether or not, but he's like, please, hopefully this dream is about your enemies and not you. Because you're gonna, like, lose everything in an instant. But if you repent, if you say, you know what, Lord, change my heart, let me serve the people, let me be a righteous leader, because that's what ends up happening in the end. Nebuchadnezzar sees that it is the Lord that gives and the Lord that takes away. It is God who blesses and God who curses. It's the Lord that does all of these things. So serve the Lord and you're going to be okay. Love your enemies, even your enemies, as God loves you. Because in so doing, it's like a restoration of your own soul. We got to forgive, we got to be kind, and we got to understand that the old world is gone. There's a new world, there's a new earth, there's a new heaven, and we're entering into it. So when that period of judgment was over for Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar lifted his eyes. It's very symbolic of when you lift your eyes, you're putting your sights on more than yourself. And we all could do that. And my reason returned to me. He started to realize, he's like, oh yeah, that's right, that God. It's time to serve that God. It's not to be corrupt anymore. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and I honored the one who lives forever. And his sovereignty is an everlasting sovereignty, and his kingdoms endure from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and he does what he wills with the host of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth. There is no one that can stay his hand or say to him, what are you doing? What's going on here, Lord? Nobody can say this. Nebuchadnezzar says, at that time, my reason returned to me and my majesty and my splendor were restored. When you start to serve God, when your reason returns to you, your splendor and your majesty, it's restored. And the glory of my kingdom, my counselors and my Lord sought me out. I was reestablished over my kingdom. Why? Because he humbled himself. And he remembered the Lord. And for the first time, after seeing everything that was taken from him, the Lord gives it back to him. Because he is going to now serve God. Now, I can't say the same for his kids. We'll get into that another day. So I said, he's going to lose it all, and then he's going to get it back. And then here he's getting it back. Back in Jeremiah's day, He warned everybody. He says, you're going to get the leader that's coming. I'm telling you, you're going to get the leader that's coming. For doing this, Jeremiah, he didn't really, you know, lose much. Him and kind of his family and his descendants, they ended up, you know, breaking free. But Nebuchadnezzar does return, and he does do the Lord's work.
This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved.
All of President Trump's talk about the golden age, that I don't know if you didn't see that video that I did on the golden age, you should check it out. It's very, very interesting. Also connected to the Gilded Age, which ironically, Ethan, my 13-year-old, who is super smart and like all of the advanced classes and such a hard worker, he has a quiz on the Gilded Age. Golden Age is associated with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, who Kanye West actually honored in like his like first musical. His big musical was Nebuchadnezzar. It's very strange. And I look at it looks like the bloodstained shoes, and it looks like it has the Bident, which is the god of the underworld. I think maybe there's something more to it. Then I look into the little corner, and I think even one of you pointed this out. Look at that. It looks like a skull and bones. Toki Doki, I guess, is the name of the company that came up with this. I haven't really looked into Toki Doki, but I mean, it kind of does look like a skull and a crossbones, right? It's a little heart and a crossbone. Feels a little weird. Luce is wearing that raincoat. Would you wear a raincoat during a flood? You know, rain. The latter rain. It's all beautiful. It's all coming together. So maybe it's just a cool way of reaching, you know, children. And maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe it's even connected to what's going on with the election today. You got to tell me in the comment section. I thank you all for being here. Do me a favor. Will you smash the like? Will you share it around? Tell people about the channel. If you want to help out, you can get yourself some of the best product going. This is trulyfreehome.com. I use all this stuff. It's amazing. It's non-toxic. He works with organizations to help women, to help victims, and it's all about the United States, and he's just a good, godly guy, Stephen, and his product is amazing. You've probably seen a million commercials over. Well, he sponsored me. He's my only sponsor. If you get all of his non-toxic products, you get it shipped to the house. We use the laundry detergent. We use the dish soap. We use everything. I even use the shampoo. All you got to do is enter code Jacob and you get 30% off. That's awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Or you can get yourself some of the merch too. Any way that you can support the channel, I appreciate it. You can get yourself God's Champion mug or Uranus is a Planet mug. You can get all the stuff, all in the links in the description below. If anything, I just thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to leave me a comment below so I can say hi to you, because it means a lot, especially if you've never commented before, you know. But really, and thanks for those who watch all the way through the end as I continue to ramble on, because that actually helps. These are the things that I'm just learning. All right, I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.